Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. And I'm going to talk today about how people expose who they are, okay? When you're in the dating world and you're talking to different people or you're talking to a particular person that you're interested in, you have to be careful of the people that you meet, all right? Because you don't really know these people. People don't always show you who they are in the very beginning. And that's why you need conversation to really see what this person's about. That's why you need to really ask a lot of questions about that person. Find out about their background. Find out about their prior relationships. Because the greatest indicator of future behavior is prior behavior. How did they treat their past boyfriends or girlfriends? All right. Because in most cases, how they treated them will be how they treat you. Okay. If they were abusive towards them, if they cheated on them, their whole attitude on how they dated, whether they were somebody that went out and did things or they were just somebody that just wanted to go over and go to somebody's crib and hang out and didn't want to do things, how they were in prior relationships will most of the time be how they will be with you, and things to watch out for. The other thing is, the reason that you want to have a lot of conversation with this person that you're getting to know is for safety issues, because you don't know these people. And especially when you're meeting people online, there's a lot of people that portray an image that they're not. There's a lot of dangerous people out there. A lot of dangerous people out there. I had a friend who was on a dating app. She met a guy. She gave him her real number, okay? Instead of giving him a text app number, which I recommend that you give a text app number to somebody till you've talked to them a while before you give them your regular number. Well, in any event, she gave out her real number to this guy that she was talking to. Turns out he had a friend who was a detective and a cop, and he got her address. Okay, so to make a long story short, she started to get to know this guy, all right? And she started to see things that like really didn't seem right, or they seemed off. For instance, he had a history of doing drugs in his past, okay? So that was a big red flag. Now, he told her that he hasn't done, you know, cocaine in 5 years. Now, remember, this is what they tell you. This is what they tell you. So you can't believe anything somebody tells you in the very beginning till you know who this person is. They're always going to candy coat it in the beginning and downplay the bad things in their life. And a lot of times they don't realize that you really have them under the microscope and you're analyzing them, okay? Some of them are very stupid, all right? They'll tell you a lot of information, not realizing that you're really sizing them up to see what kind of person they are. So he was telling her his past and how he used to go out and party and this and that. And he was also telling her, you know, his situation. You know, he was living with a friend. He wasn't happy. And in the interim of all this, he was also love bombing her. He was love bombing her. So they ended up having a fight, an argument over something really petty. He ends up contacting her and he says to her, well, you know, I almost showed up at your house. And she was like, what do you mean you almost showed up at my house? Now, they had never met. They had never met. And he said, oh, well, you gave me your address. And she's like, I never gave you my address. He's like, oh, didn't you give me? She said, no. He goes, oh, well, you know, I know the neighborhood. You know, you told me the town you live in and I could just drive. But in the interim, he also had slipped and told her about in the past when he was dating a girl, he had a friend who was a cop, a police officer, who was able to get that other girl's address, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you guys is this, all right? People, if you listen to the conversation that you have with these people, they expose themselves, all right? So what I'm trying to say is if he did that with the prior girlfriend, now he's trying to do that with her. And this is why I say, do not give out your regular number, phone number to somebody in the very beginning till you know who that person is. And most definitely, do not let somebody come to your house or go to their house until you've gone out with that person a couple of times and you know that that person is safe and emotionally stable. There have been a lot of women that have gotten killed because of situations like that. And that's one of the reasons I'm bringing this up on this podcast is because you have to be careful because a lot of people, because somebody is very nice to them, they think, oh, well, they're a very nice person. Okay. You know, Jack the Ripper was nice. A lot of serial killers were nice. All right. But there's a dark side of that person sometimes. So you have to, for your own safety, and especially if you have children, do not bring anybody around your kids, okay? And that was another thing that he brought up to her, which was a red flag as well, because she had children, and they were just talking, you know, getting to know each other. And he mentioned to her, oh, well, what would happen, you know, if your daughter walked in on us having sex, all right? And that was another red flag, okay? I told her, do not bring this person ever to your home, okay? This person had a history of drugs because he mentioned to her he had a history of drugs, even though he said he hadn't done drugs in 5 years. Then he was bringing up her daughter. That was one red flag. Then another red flag he told her was, well, you know, if we're together and we're hanging out and we're watching TV, your daughter can hang out in bed with us and watch TV too. That's another red flag. This is why I say, if you have children, you do not bring these people around your kids for a very long time because you don't know what people are about. It takes time, okay? And for safety issues, believe me when I tell you, okay? And thank goodness she was able to see these red flags and she was able to, you know, not bother with this person. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. When you're getting to know somebody, okay, you have the more conversation you have with somebody, the more they open up, the more they expose themselves, and the more you get to see that person for who they are. The more conversation you have with somebody, okay, the more they're going to put their guard down. And when they put their guard down, you're really going to see the true person. Now, some people are very clever, okay? They could put on a good act, all right? So that's why, you know, slow and steady wins the race. And people that are genuine, people that are sincere, will have no problem going slow. There's that old saying, only fools rush in. And there's a reason they have that saying, you guys, all right? So take it slow with these people that you meet. And it goes for partner to partner or a guy meeting a woman, because there's a lot of women too that are scammers that you have to be careful. Another red flag is when people bring up money, okay? And especially in the very beginning. If they're asking you questions about your financial situation, like for instance, do you own your home or do you rent your home? And they're asking you that in the very beginning. That is a red flag, you guys, all right? Because you don't know if this person is assessing, looking to you as some kind of benefit that they can live off you or mooch off you. That is not a conversation that should come up in the very beginning, asking you about your financial situation. So, or asking you, how is your credit? Or asking you, you know, what kind of car you drive, or any kind of situation like that. So you have to be very careful of things like that. You know, another clue that I always tell people is you have to look at the person, all right? And the biggest indicator of the kind of person that you're dealing it with is look at how they live. Look where they live. Where are they living? Are they living home? Are they living in a situation where they're living with a roommate because they can't afford their own place? And let's say they're over 35 and should be on their own. Look at the neighborhood that they're living in. Look at their friends. What kind of friends are they hanging out with? Look at their job track record, how long they've been at their position. Are they able to hold a job? Look at how they talk about their prior relationships. Are they tearing apart their ex and blaming them for everything? Or are they really, you know, being fair about why the relationship broke up? Because a relationship always breaks up usually because of two people, all right? It doesn't work out. But if you have somebody that's sitting there and blaming the other person and saying, you know, oh, I had a bitch wife and, you know, she was never happy and I never got sex from her and everything like that and everything was her fault. Well, guess what? If you get involved with a guy like that, he's going to start blaming you for everything. So you have to be really careful, all right? You have to be really careful with the people that you meet, and you have to have a lot of conversation with them, because the whole idea of this podcast is to let you know that if you're really a sharp, smart individual and you listen to somebody's conversation that they have with you, and I'm talking about personal conversation. I'm not talking about generalized conversation about things going in the news or just generalization of, you know, other things in life. I'm talking about personal conversation. And these are the kind of conversations you should be having with somebody. Talking to them about, you know, their past, their views on things, their relationships with their family. They should be asking you personal questions about you, because you will have a lot of people that will talk to you and waste your time. They waste your time. They will hit you up every day. They will talk about whatever under the sun, but they never really ask you any kind of personal questions about you. It's always like they're using you to fill in their day, okay? You have a lot of people like that that will contact you on a regular basis. You think that they're interested in you, but basically they're bored. They want somebody to talk to, okay? And especially when it comes to men, you know, generally, and, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, this isn't true. No, it's true. A lot of men, sometimes they need that support system to have somebody to be able to talk to. okay? Not every guy, but a lot of them, okay? A lot of them keep women around to fill in some kind of void, okay? They could be bored, all right? But then when it comes the weekend, they're nowhere to be found. Then they contact you on a Sunday. That's, oh, hey, how you been? Hey, how you been? The party's over. How you doing? Okay. So, you know, you got to be careful. You got to listen to the conversation that you have with these people, because people expose themselves for who they are. Another red flag is their relationship with their family. What is their relationship with their mother, their father, their siblings, their children? Are they somebody that doesn't get along with their children? Or, you know, they have no relationship with their children, or they're not trying to have a relationship with their children? Because if that's the case and they're not trying to have a relationship with the children, and you get involved with that person, let's just say you have children with them, you could be in that scenario as well if things don't work out, where they're not going to have a relationship with your children. So all these things are important. And you have to say to yourself, with whatever person that you are dealing with, you have to say to yourself, if something were to happen to me and I'm looking to have a long-term relationship with this person, is this somebody that I could trust with my kids to raise my kids? And believe me when I tell you, that is very, very important, because down the road in life, you don't know what could happen. And whatever partner that you get involved with, you want to make sure that you could rely on that person if something were to happen in the relationship. If God forbid somebody got sick, if God forbid somebody lost a job, is this somebody that can pull their weight? Is this somebody that is kind and understanding? Or is this somebody that rips you up? See, now this was another red flag with a friend of mine when she was talking to this guy, okay? When they had a fight, this guy went from 0 to 100. This guy was love bombing her because he was basically looking for a spot to live. The minute that they had a fight, he switched off and started calling her names. He called her, he said, bye-bye, fatty. That was the first time that they had an argument. The next time he said something to her, he called her the C word, okay? And he also said to her, you know, good luck, you'll never find anybody. And I said to her, I said, that's the true him. That's the true him. And that's when you really see how people expose themselves. Not when they're happy, but when they're angry. So when you're dealing with somebody or you're in a relationship, when that person gets angry, that's when you see that person for who they are. And that's why when you're getting to know somebody, you want to see them in every scenario. You want to see that person when they're happy. You want to see that person how they deal with when they're upset. You want, and especially you want to see how that person deals with anger. And that could be a red flag for somebody that could be abusive, whether verbally and in some cases, physically abusive. Because there's a lot of women that have gotten involved with men and didn't realize that these men could be potential abusers. And if they would have picked up on the flags, they could have avoided all of what happened down the road in being in a abusive relationship. So the thing is this, I told her, I said, you cannot go back to this person, because if this is how this person is talking to you and you haven't even met this person, do you realize how much more inflamed that anger will be if you had a relationship with that person? If this person is calling you all kinds of profanity and this person is ripping you up, okay, and you're not calling them anything, you're not coming back in any kind of personal attack mode, all right? This person is vicious. This is only the tip of the iceberg. That's another thing you have to be aware of. When you have an argument with somebody in the very beginning of getting to know them, you're seeing the tip of the iceberg, because the longer you get to know them, the more you'll really see that little thing that bothered you or that little problem later on becomes a big problem. There's always signs, you guys. There's always signs, and it's up to you to pick up on this. This comes with life experience. You know, you're able, the more experience you have in life, the more you're able to pick up on these things and really see people for who they are. That's why you have to educate yourself. That's why you have to question people. It's like going on a job interview and you get interviewed by an employer and they ask you various different questions because they're trying to get a feel for who you are. They're gonna come at you and they're going to pound you with different types of questions. How you deal with problem solving? How do you deal when things don't go right? And it's the same thing in relationships. So my advice to you is this: whoever you're dating, have as much conversation as you can. Talk about a lot of different things, all right? And find out as much about that person, as much about their past, and especially as much about their prior relationships. Get into their prior relationships and look at how they dealt with their prior relationships, because that's going to be a red flag. You're going to see certain signs that will tell you how this person will deal with you, okay? And some people may argue this and say, well, that's not necessarily so. You know, just because they didn't get along with their past doesn't mean they're going to do that with you. Not every single issue that may be the case, but the point I'm trying to make is somebody's basic character is their basic character, okay? If somebody's a nasty person with prior exes, you could pretty much bet your money they're going to show that nastiness with you in some way or form, all right? So you have to be aware of that. The other thing that I wanted to also touch upon is this. When you're talking to these people, you don't need to expose everything about your life. Matter of fact, it's better to hold back a little bit, okay? And not tell people that anything that is too personal, because they could flip it and use it on you. So that when you have a fight with this person's going to throw it up in your face. Let's say you don't get along with your parents and you have a fight with this person that you're dating or whatever. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to throw it up in your face and they're going to say, oh, well, now I see why you don't get along with your parents. Okay, so be careful, because whatever you tell that person could use that against you. And once it's out there and you tell that person, it's out there. So be careful. Find out as much about them and don't expose too much, vulnerability about yourself for a while till you know that you could trust that person and that person will not use it against you. And that takes time. So, like I said, if you're really intuitive and you are talking to people, you know, it's almost like being a detective, but unfortunately, you have to do that. You have to do that for your own safety even, because people can, you know, you don't know who these people are. People are good actors, and it goes for the guys that are dating women. They deal with it too. People are good actors, but here's the thing. They can't do it for a long time. That's why I tell you, take your time, get to know the person, don't rush in, and people will show you who they are. And when they show you who they are, believe them. Believe them the first time. Believe them the first time, because it will pop up again. Okay? And I hope that helps you when you're out there in the dating world, or if you're dating somebody, listen, you guys, listen to what they say. Really listen. There are clues in the conversation of what kind of person they are. And it will help you when you're confused and you're dealing with somebody and you're having a hard time reading them. Just ask a lot of questions, make them feel comfortable. The more comfortable you make them in conversation, the more they'll open up to you and the more you'll find out what kind of person you're dealing with. I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button, share. If you're looking for any kind of email coaching or phone coaching, please click the link in my bio, go to my website, okay? And have a great day, okay? Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question.